Yes, sir, come on, folks. Is this okay so far?
Yes.
I'm a little bashful now, Tom, especially her. Before we started, I was standing back there and guys.
Wait a minute, you told me you were bashful.
Yeah.
Unless he's back here.
Oh, boy, this is a warm place for you.
You can't see me hiding behind the monitor there. But God told me the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it.
That's right.
So I don't know what that means.
Well, I do.
I know what it means, but why did it come to me today?
Matthew 11:12.
Yeah, because we're talking about it, because it's beginning to find its way in the hearts of men and women. And it's not just leaders that we're getting it, incidentally. He's picking on everybody. You know, it said that God was going to reach into the earth one more time. He's going to reach into the heavens and going to shake it, so that all that remains will just simply be his nature. That cannot be shaken. So I think that's good, buddy. That's awesome. Amen. Now, a lot of times, when I've done this in the past, especially in Europe, I really felt like, you know, I needed to ask them, what is it that you want? Speaking of impartation.
I don't know.
That's a fair answer. Okay. That's good. Then let's just see what God says. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Here's a man that can weep with those that weep. Here's a man that understands broken. The compassion that I talked about, I declare is your portion today. I impart that now. So that when you see, you perceive through the eyes of Jesus. When you talk, you only say what you hear the Spirit of God tell you to speak. I declare that there's a prophetic element to you that is going to grow in these days. I impart that right now by virtue of the grace that's in my life and the calling. I declare I'm calling forth the prophetic mantle in your life, that you would herald the good thoughts that God has for those that are broken. And I want to declare to you, there will be a day that you won't have to speak a word. You will just simply go to somebody and look into their eyes, and they will run into your arms. They're so broken, but they can see hope. They see God. They see the nature of the King in you. And they will literally just run for an embrace, and you will hold them, and you won't say a word, but the embrace itself will have lasting impact in their lives. And it will challenge them. And it will be as though words were spoken and calling them into the service of the King. An embrace will bring it out. Salvation. People you do not know. There's something on you, man. I speak a greater anointing and a grace upon the anointing in this life of God. This impartation is unique and special. Look for it. Don't make it happen. God will bring it. God will bring it for such a time as this, for an appointed time. I believe that strongly, that you are called a man of encouragement as well. I speak that over your name as well, a Barnabas, in Jesus' name, the son of encouragement, to go to those who have lost it all. And here's somebody that can deal with it, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I've got a couple words.
There's a couple?
Yes. Non-prophetically, I know you. So
yes, you do.
I know there's burdens in your heart that are life and death. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
What I heard him saying was, the word that came to me was redemption. That redemption takes what was and makes it what it is today, alive. And what I heard him say is that you're going to be able to bring life to people. In the past, you had other roles, but now is a time in which he's going to give you a season of bringing life to people that will redeem everything that's happened in your life.
That's good.
Amen. I cheat. I know things. See, what's really great, come on up. What's what's really great and what I appreciate is that he doesn't know you.
Yeah.
That opens the slate up. I mean, I can add from what I know and then take and put it on it. But so that's why I love to bring someone like Todd in here, who just, you're just all strangers. So.
Sojourners, aliens, and foreign lands.
That too. That's called Monroe.
Don't be dissing your city. No.